Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, this is Leah Rains, and welcome to this podcast series titled 16 Months to Sumter, brought to you by Airs LA. This podcast series is a collection of newspaper editorials from around the country detailing the shifting tides of emotion and opinion in the 16 months leading to Southern secession and the American Civil War. This series details the time frame January 1860 through May of 1861. This series comes from the website historians.org. 16 Months to Sumter, Newspaper Editorials on the Path to Secession. The project has its origins in a three-volume series prepared for the American Historical Association in the 1930s by Dwight Dumond, Southern Editorials, and Harold Perkins, Northern Editorials. In reviewing the series, we were troubled by the selectivity of the coverage and its often uneven geographic distribution. So we expanded the coverage and range by including editorials from regions neglected in the original series, particularly in the West, with the inclusion of newspapers from California, Texas, and the Missouri-Kansas border region. The Senatorial Contest. Daily Alta, California, San Francisco, California, January 5, 1860. The senatorial struggle has fairly commenced, and, we presume, no business of importance will be transacted by the legislature until the contest is over. At the present moment, when the halls of Congress are resounding with treasonable speeches and personal quarrels between ultramen of either section of the Union, when disunion is openly and loudly threatened, it would seem to be the first duty of the legislature to take high conservative ground and elect none but a conservative, union-loving man, who is the representative of the people and not of a sectional faction. To do otherwise is to array California on the side of one or the other of the factions that are keeping Congress and the nation in a constant broil, and to set the opposing faction bitterly and irrevocably against us. It is plain that California ought to occupy none other than neutral ground, steadfast and loyal to the Union and firm and positive in her opposition to all sectional issues. Yet, in spite of this great fact, we see the present senatorial contest narrowed by the most ultra-sectional issues. Candidates are brought forward because of their sectional principles, and they find a goodly array of supporters to urge their claims to this high and responsible position, upon that one issue alone. In fact, in the caucus of the dominant party, which is to assemble in Sacramento, the fight will be made between the conservative men and the ultra-sectionalists, with a fair prospect that the latter will win. This is a lamentable condition of affairs. All honest and patriotic men should set their faces against it, should hold themselves aloof from any combination made for the purpose of foisting a mere sectional demagogue upon us as our senatorial representative. The members of the legislature should select from among the candidates before them a conservative and patriotic man who knows no North nor no South, nothing but the Union. If they fail to do this, then goodbye to all hope of congressional aid on the railroad or any other measure, goodbye to all hope of justice being done to us, goodbye to the claim which it is now our pride and boast to make of our loyalty to the Union. The power and ascendancy of party may be maintained just as well by an adherence to conservative principles as by sacrificing all to ultra-factionists of either section. Nay, more, except by an adherence to these principles, no party can hope for a long lease of power. No party that pursues an opposite policy deserves to do so. We earnestly appeal to the members of the legislature to open their eyes to a realization of the true duty which they are called upon to perform. Give us a truly conservative, national man, or give us none at all. If you want to learn more about Airs LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audiences. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next time with more editorials from 16 Months to Sumter. I'm Leah Rains, and thanks for listening.